Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, this is Rocky, and I want to thank you for listening to Professor Gary Lee's Parts Unknown Show on the best AMAA Masters and Pioneers Radio Network. The best sports karate interviews, special announcements, and special surprises each week on this Tuesday night. Professor Gary Lee has a knockout punch every week for your enjoyment. Supporting the Sports Karate Museum Archives and the history in America. It ain't about how hard you get hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Yo, Professor Gary Lee, great job.
This program is sponsored by the American Martial Arts Alliance Foundation and Elite Publications. Everyone has a story. You just have to get it out. Visit Elite Publications at www.elitepublications.org.
Aloha. Aloha.
I'll try. Aloha.
Aloha, everybody. My voice is gone. Good evening. This is Professor Gary Lee with the Sport Karate Museum Archives, Parts Unknown, produced by the AMAA Network. Now, we've been on the air now going on like 10 years, I found out from my producer tonight. And by the way, I've got my producer on the air, and we get to talk a little bit in the beginning of the show so we can get some updates and everything. So I want to bring him on right now, Steve Bowen, a 10th-degree black belt, and the founder of the AMAA Network. How are you there, sir?
Hey, sir. I am. How are you doing?
Good evening. I'm doing good, sir. How's North Carolina?
Oh, it is. It's beautiful. It's, the weather's great. Able to get out and just sort of sit under my on my deck and just chill out when I'm not working.
Well, I don't know when that is. I know you're like me. You work 24/7. Now, tell me about what's happening in Charlotte. Is it in August? When are you doing your event? Tell us everything about it.
I mean, we're really excited. We've got a couple of sponsors that's really come on board and helping us out. So we are August 9th and 10th in Charlotte, North Carolina. We have spent the past 4 years in Las Vegas, and before that, we spent 3 years in D.C. So next year, we will be in Florida at the U.S. Open. So, you know, we're really excited about it. This is a reunion of bringing everyone back together that's had a chance to be a part of our book series and our award series. And, you know, it's just been a great 10 years that we're celebrating. You know, you and I met right when we released the Cynthia Rothrock book. So, you know, it's been good.
Well, that's exciting. Now, some of the special guests you bring in is Cynthia Rothrock, Jeff Smith, Joe Corley, Vinny, and Sarah. I mean, you're going to have a really crew there, man. That's cool. Now, are you going to have a tournament too?
Well, we're looking at that. We're looking, you know, at it. We're talking with some people. It's an opportunity for people to bring in because, you know, the American Martial Arts Alliance was actually founded as a tournament organization, and then we sort of outgrew that and went into the martial arts, focusing in more on the martial arts business. And tournaments were a big part of what we did. We hosted the AMA Nationals, and like I said, between now and August, you know, I may decide to bring it back. I didn't really want to get into tournament business anymore, but we may bring it back just for this special occasion.
Well, you know, the Sport Karate Museum, the History Generals, and the alumni appreciate you so much for what you've done and your vision. Now, I'm excited to go ahead and announce it because we made it official today. You are going to be coming to the Legends this year in October in Houston, and we'll be doing a seminar, and you'll be teaching Bunkai and application of kata, which I'm excited about. Mm-hmm. That, Jesse, because I know you were one of the top weapons competitors in your area in the 70s or the 80s?
Which 80s, 90s, all the way to 2000.
Been around a long time. So, anyway, God bless you, Jesse Bowen. Thank you for your vision. Thank you for everything you've done. And tell me one more thing before we leave. Tell me about Elite Publications. What exactly is that? What do you do with that?
Well, Elite Publications is now, you know, we started with a book, and, you know, we got success with the book, and then we, you know, started getting so much success, we started sharing the success of others and helping other people to be able to write their books, publish their books, and market their books, and hosting, you know, training programs. So, you know, now we're an international publishing company. We have a great book coming out, an organizational book, the Canadian Karate Association. That's happening on May 4th in Canada. So, you know, we're doing a lot of international books. We just had a book release in Australia. So Elite Publication is your one-stop shop for, if it's about publishing, we now do it. We have a Roku channel that's going to be opening up the first of the month, and along with an Amazon Fire Stick channel that, you know, that we're really, you know, we're in the podcasting and training podcasting. So our next adventure for this next year is actually our Roku channel, which is actually up now, and that, and we're starting to upload content. And we're really looking for martial artists that really would like to have a program on our Roku channel that can be teaching self-defense or some form of martial arts class structure that, you know, that they can break down, you know, 30-minute, 45-minute class, hour class, that they would like to be a part of it. And also, of course, you know, the marketing of our magazines and all these things tied together.
Well, that's something right here. The rumor has it that the Sport Karate Museum is going to be on the cover, and you're going to allow like 25 or 20 writers that we all handpick to write articles in this magazine. How cool is that? How cool is that?
Yeah, so we have the Martial Arts Extraordinaire magazine. So what we're going to do is that we're going to see how much interest we have, because what we're going to do is start a sport karate museum. So it's, you know, so that magazine is dedicated to, you know, that you're doing and the sport karate, and we'll still have the Martial Arts Extraordinaire, and we have several other magazine we're doing. So everyone keep your eyes open, because, you know, we're going to be bringing a magazine, you know, really focusing on the History General, sport karate, and personal marketing. I don't call these magazines famous magazines. You know, they're really designed to preserve history and to help people to be able to market themselves.
Well, I believe that what we'll do with the museum magazine will be knowledgeable. There'll be a lot of wisdom in there, you know, a lot of different topics that specifically be talked about from experts, people who have been in martial arts for over 50, 60 years. So I'm excited about it deeply. And you just keep your hands up, Jesse Bowen. And I appreciate everything you do, sir.
All right, sir. Be blessed.
God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the producer of Parts Unknown, our radio broadcast for the past 10 years with Elite Publications and the AMAA Network, Hachi Jesse Bowen. Now I get to introduce two of the animals that literally take care of me weekly. And this first man has been with me from the very beginning. In fact, after my stroke, he ran the show. He is I'm not exaggerating, he's won over 40 grand championships and 40 world titles in sport karate, in the MDL and NASCA. He teaches our Marines every day. He has one of the most successful schools in America. He's an animal. He's my animal. I love him. He came from the great Joe Louis. I'm talking about Mr. Dean Pyles. Wolverine, you there, buddy?
Sierra or Siguasir.
There you go. There you go. That's my Cherokee friend. And you know what? Congratulations. I don't think I know that the alumni that I deal with every day has nominated you to get an American Native Hall of Fame award. Awesome. This year. You've been nominated. Congratulations.
Awesome. Awesome, Steve.
Well, I told them that you'd speak to them in Cherokee from the heart, so you got to do that for me. Now,
Actually, I'm getting ready to teach at the Cherokee Summit this year. I'm actually going to be teaching a Cherokee language, and I'm also over the Cherokee weapons, and teaching the Cherokee weapons and talking about the different weapons that the Cherokee had and used.
That's cool. And also, you'll be in Houston October the 4th bringing the Smash at the Legends. You'll have a booth, and you'll be advertising the Angry Spartans, and we'll get to showcase the Wolverine, Dean Pyle. And also, I'm excited about this. You and the Colonel Torres, one of our celebrity hosts of the show, will receive your 10th degree black belt from the museum together. How cool is that, Wolverine? That's really cool.
That's great. Yes. Very cool.
It's very cool.
Super cool. Yeah.
You recognize together like that.
Congratulations, Dean.
That's a definite honor for sure.
I know.
Thank you, AJ.
That voice that interrupted our conversation is my other guy that helps me love this show. And he's my Yankee friend from Ohio. The only martial artist to be inducted right now I know of into the Sports Cleveland Hall of Fame. He's a military spokesman for the military board that gives up the recognition from the museum. He is a master performer, my dear friend, Master A.J. Perry from Taekwondo. A.J., how you doing, buddy?
Good, Professor. How are you? Thanks for a nice introduction. Appreciate that. That was really nice.
Checks in the mail. Make sure the check's in the mail. How you doing, AJ? Good to hear you.
Doing real well. Get ready for Mr. Wallace coming in this weekend.
Oh, that's
and,
right. Uncle Bill's coming in for you're doing a seminar, aren't you?
Yes, and looking forward to it and looking forward to having a nice turnout.
When is that?
Saturday, April 13th. And it's going to be at I've posted it on Facebook several times and different groups. And Saturday, April 13th at Rocky River Civic Rec Center. And we're going to have a good time.
Cool. Well, listen, guys, I love introducing you every week. And tonight I've got an old friend, a special guest, and we're going to talk about another friend that didn't get on the air tonight. But I'm going to bring him on right now, Mr. Lonnie Walker. Lonnie, you there?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Lonnie.
Hey, Lonnie, how are you?
Well, you know.
I'm doing well.
Next time you see Stan, you tell him I missed him. But let's talk a little bit about what he does. He does the USA World Championship in Las Vegas. And this year it's at the New Orleans. Now, what date is that? Do you know what it's going to be?
It's the 22nd and
23rd.
22nd and 23rd of June.
Yeah, Professor Stan's on here.
Yes, he is.
Stan's on?
Yes.
I is on.
Well, Stan, you waited to the last minute. I didn't know you got on the air, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Doing great.
Well, listen, it's live
better
radio.
Better now that Lonnie Walker's on there with me. It's awesome.
Okay, well,
I wanted to surprise you.
I wanted to surprise you about Lonnie. Now let's talk about the USA Championships a little bit. How long have you been doing it?
This will be 37 years this year.
And Lonnie's been there every tournament.
He's actually been there, yeah. He's been pretty much since the beginning, haven't you, Lonnie?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I mean he's always the first to pre-register every single year. I know the event's on when I get Lonnie's registration in the mail.
Well, you know, he does the same
thing. It's in the mail now.
Stan, he does the same thing at Cotter Wars. Every year, he's the first man to register. Lonnie Walker, now, let me ask you a question, Monty. Why?
Yes, sir.
Why do you always go back to Sands Tournament? Why?
Because it's a well-organized tournament, and I just love helping to support him.
It has nothing to do with Vegas? It has to do with Stan only, huh?
I mean, it's convenient that it's close, but I think I'd go, even if he was as far away as Houston, I'd go.
Well,
that's good to know.
Let me take, Lonnie, let me tell you a cool story about Stan Witz. Okay, this is about 25 years ago, and I took Garrett to his tournament that he had down in Houston at the Fonde Recreation Center. And Stan and I, we believed that Garrett could do really well in another division, which, by the way, he was just a child. But Stan put him in the adult division in Kala, and Garrett won. But, you know, Stan is an amazing producer for doing it that long, and I'm really proud that I got the surprising tonight with you. So thank you, Lonnie. Thank you so much. So don't go nowhere,
yes,
Lonnie, okay? Cool.
Yes, sir.
Now, Stan, let's go back a little bit. Weren't you a blob owner, Chuck? Weren't you a blob owner, Mr. Norris, on the Carlos?
Yes, uh-huh.
Cool. Did you ever train with anybody else besides Carlos?
Oh, geez. You think? I'm sure I.
Well, I'm asking, who'd you make blob owner?
Well, I trained with Gene LaBelle for many, many years.
Cool. Gene gave me his pink gi at Bob Wall's Rose.
Oh, really? I also trained with Bob Wall, of course. You know, I trained with just not always to black belt.
Did you make black belt to Gene or Bob?
Well, Gene didn't give out black belts, but
right.
And Bob Wall was in Tong Sido with us with Mr. Norris.
Well, you know, I worked for Bob for 12 years. And Gene, let me tell you my best story about Gene LaBelle. You're going to love this. Gene used to send me every Christmas those packages.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. In 1993, Gene was sitting next to me in the festival at the Blackman Hall of Fame Awards, the only one they ever did, 1993 in Hollywood. And he was sitting right beside me. And do you know who George Dillman is?
Absolutely.
Well,
George Dillman.
Okay, anyway, George Dillman just finished his seminar, and he walked over, and Bob was sitting next to me, and Gene was sitting next to Bob. And Dillman started talking about this T-ball and whatever. And Gene walked up, walked around him, and choked him out in front of my booth. Now, I get up. I say, Gene, you can't do that. Don't do that. You got to wake him up. And then Bob jumps up and says, don't wake him up. Because Bob didn't like George Dillman. He said, don't wake him up. I said, no, Gene, you got to wake him up. Of course, security comes. You got to wake him up. And Gene revived him. And Dillman got up and walked away. And I never saw him again the rest of the ceremonies.
Gene choked out Steven Seagal, if you recall, too.
You know, Steve Lapham was there live. My buddy Steve died last year. He was there, and he saw everything when Gene choked out Seagal.
Yeah.
And, you know, he told me that. And but, you know, one more story about Gene to love. Gene and I did the last commercial for Inside Kung Fu on Blackmo TV. I forget what year that was. But it's on YouTube. Just type in Gene LaBelle and Sport Crime Museum will come up. It's really cool. So that's cool. You trained with Gene and Bob. Who else did you train with?
Oh, Master Bernie Fleeman.
Bernie, the police officer from Joe Lewis.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I know Bernie real well.
He was one of my first instructors Well, my first instructor was a gentleman in Torrance, California. He was actually a Torrance cop. This was right after, this was right around when President Kennedy was assassinated. This is how far back I go. He used to just beat us all up and twist us in knots, you know, on his front lawn, my friends and I. And so I have to call him my first instructor. But then Bernie was my second one, and we both went to Torrance High School. We actually had a, this is some unknown fact, Bernie was the lead singer in our local band that we had.
Cool. Well, you know, when I did John the Intimidad before he passed away in Vegas, that's
yeah.
where I met Bernie. I met Bernie there, and
oh, yeah.
we became very good friends. In fact, we have a mutual, the man that won Collar Wars last year, the grand champion, named Dylan Vargas, is one of Bernie's
oh, yeah.
students. And
yep.
yeah, Dylan will probably be at your tournament this year, too.
Oh, you Dylan know. Comes. He's been coming since, my God.
This is your baby.
Just about every year since he was like, we have footage of Dylan when he was like 6 years old, and he's been coming
wow.
every year since. And he's arguably, matter of fact, Bob Wall, before he passed away, you know how he was getting ready to do that Enter the Phoenix, which was a knockoff
remake.
Remake of Enter the Dragon. And
yeah.
I introduced him to Dylan because Dylan, as you know, looks just like Bruce Lee. And
yes.
so Dylan had a part all secured in that. And then when Bob passed away, of course, that ended. From what I understand,
yeah.
though, I'm not sure what his real name is, but the gentleman that owns John Paul Mitchell Hair Products.
John Paul
Denorio. Yeah, I believe he bought the script. So he's going to – we may see – yeah.
Well, you're funny you mentioned John Paul, because 3 years ago, the Sport Crowd Museum alumni put in three celebrity honorary black belts. Terry Funk, my buddy from the WWE, Sylvester Stallone, Rocky, Rambo, and John Paul Junorio. He came in. He flew in, and Rocky DiRico, Christine Banner Rodriguez, and Don, and Steve Babcock all came to the Legends, and we presented John Paul Junorio with his honorary black belt. Now, John Paul was
cool,
back there. Yeah, John goes back to when
he's done a lot for sport karate over the years.
Well,
that's
no, he's done a lot. Let me say it. John Noni created the John Paul Mitchell idea concept, you know, what, 30 years ago, and Dean and, not Dean, but Don and Christine in charge of it, and Steve Babcock. He also helped create World Black Belt. He was one of the guys that contributed $1 million to Grit. World Black Belt started. Now, what's really cool about John Paul Junorio, he might be this billionaire guy that owns John Paul Mitchell Hair Products, but he cares. He cares. And that's the reason why he's done it for all these years. And I'm very proud to say that we gave him an honorary black belt. So it's cool
well,
that you mentioned John. John's a great guy. He really is. So
I had him slotted at our tournament at Cashman Field years ago. As a matter of fact, I still have his Hall of Fame award sitting in my shed. He wasn't able to make it that
year. This year on the United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame, Dr. John Terry's group is recognizing the very first team award from the United States Hall of Fame. And it goes to John Paul Mitchell Hair Products, or the John Paul Mitchell Karate Team, and John Paul Junorio.
Right.
It's cool that you mentioned him because John's a great guy. He really cares about Gary Lee and the history and the museum and everything that he's helped me with from the very beginning. He's a great guy.
I don't believe I've ever met him personally. I was supposed to meet him the year we put him in the Hall of Fame. And that's back when I was rated, a AAA NASCAR, when that was like the highest rating you could get at the time. And we were having a tournament at the at Cashman Convention Center here in Las Vegas. And so, as you know, he was supposed to show up. So I believe it was either Larry Carnahan or I can't remember who it was that asked me to put him in our Hall of Fame while he was there as a respect thing.
Yeah.
So I had the award all made up and it was all ready.
Well, you know what's really cool that I found out from Don Rodriguez, who's been the coach of the John Paul Mitchell team for
yeah.
from the beginning.
Ever.
Don goes, yeah. Gary, he goes, Gary, you know what? John Paul is such an incredible guy and busy all around the world. He's never even come to the Ocean State. Not even one time, Don. He says, no. And for him to come to the Legends and support you, that's a big deal. I said, well, I know it is, Don. Let's make it happen. And we did. And, you know, he's an honorary black belt now underneath all the alumni, Chuck, Gene, all the guys who fought, Mr. Harrison, Howard Jackson. I mean, John Paul Gennaro will go into history books as being one of the most important leaders that we had in the industry. But I want to go back to Stan Witt.
Mentioning Howard Jackson, now there was one amazing martial artist.
Yeah,
he was as you call him, Carlos. He was his personal sparring partner for years. Traveled with him everywhere.
Because a lot of people don't, because we talk to a lot of people on this show. Carlos is the real name of Chuck Norris. So when people like us that we know Carlos really well, we say his name. It's the same thing. We're talking about Mr. Norris, Chuck Norris. And, you know, let me ask you another question, Stan. What rank are you right now? What Don rank are you right now?
I'm a 10th degree black belt.
10th Don. Cool. Well, yes, I want to make it official. From all the history generals, the five, the show, and I called a few people, we're going to go ahead and make you a 5-star rated event from the Sport Crowd Museum. That means, seriously, the Battle, Diamonds, Long Beach, Ocean State, just name a few that we've honored with that 5-star rating. And that's pretty cool, buddy. You've earned it.
Yeah,
that
is.
Well, you know, the thing about you, Stan Witt, is that you're consistent. You've done it every year, and like Bonnie says, it's excellent. You've added that excellence.
Lonnie is the most, one of the most amazing. As a matter of fact, he's also in our Hall of Fame. Are you on still, Lonnie?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I mean, I remember. Do you remember what year I inducted you into the Hall of Fame?
It was. I'm gonna check and see. It was.
He's got too many, Dad.
2020.
In 2020.
Yes, sir.
Wow. No, but I mean, you remember when the early years when we first started the USA Hall of Fame, everybody has been. I mean, Chuck Norris has been on our stage. You remember all those days?
Yes.
You know, Gene LaBelle, Vinny, even his wife Sarah. You know, they've all been inducted in the Hall of Fame. I mean, anybody that I knew back in the day. One thing a lot of people don't realize is. I believe that even Jeff's, you know, I was going to do a giant wall to put up at the karate tournaments, but I've, you know, for the past 35 years or more, you know, we've been doing the Hall of Fame, and I could not honestly list all the names from Barry Gordon to Ray Wizard. I mean, these guys' names are all my
teammates. You know,
yeah,
Ray,
yeah.
I was a Sherman Radio for 12 years, and Ray Wizard and Alan Prouder and Leo Creer and Barry Gordon
and
all the guys.
And Cynthia Prouder. Don't forget Cynthia.
Yes, Cynthia. And those guys were amazing. And Sherman Raiders and Pops.
Yeah.
We were the Ronins of the teams.
You know what, you Gary? Know, those were the good old days. You know, they really were. I mean, it's.
Yeah.
I love martial arts today, but you got guys, you know, you have people like Lonnie, you know, and I think one of those things that I'm the most impressed with, obviously, with Lonnie is Lonnie was an amazing fighter, and, you know, he's never really been a real tall guy, right, Lonnie? But just, well, that guy would get in there and bang with the best of them, man, and, I mean, just like, and win. I mean, this was back before his forms days. I mean, he was quite a fighter. So yeah, he's you know, if anybody had deserved that award, it was Lonnie, because he even cool. beat me at the NBL Grand Nationals. He cheated though.
They all cheat. They're all cheaters, Stan. Hey, listen, buddy, don't go anywhere. I'm going to bring you back at the end of the show and play the Legends name game. That was something that was invented by the great Bob White. So I'll say a name, and then you'll talk about them, and that's how in the show, Stan. So I'll bring you all back right in just a few minutes, okay?
Sounds good.
You bet. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking to the great Stan with the producer of the USA World Karate Championships in Las Vegas, Nevada. And we'll be back with him in a few minutes. But you know what's really cool about this program is I get to introduce the five. Now, you're probably going, what is the five? Well, the five are five incredible people that we've put together across America to talk about various topics. And every now and then, the co-hosts like Dean and AJ, they'll throw in their two cents on the topics. But let me introduce the five. Now, before I start, I want to say a big shout out to one of the five that's a little under the weather, Mortis Radulat. We wish her the very best tonight, and we'll see her next week. But I have another lady as a part of the five. Now, this lady has been with me from the very beginning. She's a Shoryu Karate black belt and now trains extensively in Kung Fu. Now, she's an 8th-degree black belt underneath the Sport Karate Museum, and she will be at the Legends this year with her booth, and her, she'll be doing a seminar on Tai Chi. And she's our weekly lady of our show. Ladies and gentlemen, from North Carolina, Karen Slatcher. Karen, you there?
Yes, I am. Uncle Gary, how are you?
Well, I'm having a good time talking to my old friend, Dad in line. And it's
fun. Karen.
Hey.
Hello, who's this?
It was AJ.
Oh, AJ always interrupts, Karen. I should know that by now.
Well, I don't interrupt Karen. Okay. I interrupt you.
Wait, let me go to my topic, AJ. Here we go. Okay, Karen, the topic tonight. What is the difference between a good player, a great player, a master player, a memorable player, a GOAT player, greatest of all time, karate competitors? Why? What's the difference, honey? Why?
I'll tell you. There was a really good competitor by the name of Kevin Thompson. I don't know if you all knew him. He was little K.A. They used to call him.
He was one of my best friends. Yes,
he was a great competitor. And he used to wear a T-shirt that said, somewhere, someone is practicing. And when you meet him in the ring, he will beat you. And I used to love that T-shirt because I was the great one. You have to practice. You have to do the work. And that starts the road to being a good competitor to a great competitor is the one that takes it seriously and practices, learns from each event, and continues it on. Now, when you want to talk about the GOATs, the great competitors, I have one name, and that's John Frenette. Nobody changed karate like he did with his kata, his musical kata. Stopped everything. The presses stopped. That man won
Karen, every time.
Karen,
it's funny. You know, it's karma that you mentioned those two men. I got to tell you my favorite little KA story, Kevin Thompson story. It's 1993 or 1994, Super Grand, San Antonio. And Kevin is about ready to go do weapons. And I was with Garrett, and we were getting ready to do our big demo. And Kevin says, listen, you know, I want to help you with all you got going with the museum. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll take these commas, and I'm going to enter this submission, and I'm going to win first place, and then I'll sign them. And I thought, that's pretty bold, even for Kevin. And Kevin goes out there, wins first place, signs the commas, and gives them to me, and that's my Kevin Thompson story that's real cool. Now, John Frenette, my favorite story with him, he's coming from Canada, and we're on our way to the U.S. Top 10 Tournament Nationals for Leo Fong and Ron Marchini. And we're on the plane, and we become friends, and we get off the plane, we go straight to the bar. and Delta and I, we get plastered. Now, it's funny, the next day, Cynthia won her first grand championship with her hook swords. Guess who took second? John Prenet. Guess who took third? Some crazy guy named Gary Lee. But John Prenet, he was a great guy, and he did
He was
change.
A great competitor.
Yes, he
and then he went
the
on. He went on to go into the movies. He did a few movies, and he did a few videos. But what made him the GOAT, the greatest of all time, was that he went on to teach. And that's what, to me, a great competitor is one who, after he finds the secret sauce and goes out there and really learns how to do it, then turns around and teaches. That, to me, is a true competitor.
Yeah, you, it's funny you mentioned it. I've been looking for that secret sauce for the past 69 years, Karen.
I hear you. I know. Well, he did.
Well, listen, you be sweet. I'll talk to you real soon.
I'm never sweet.
Keep Lourdes in your prayers. And
I will do that.
I'll see you next week, okay?
Yes, sir.
Cool. Now, I want to get AJ before you interrupt me. AJ, you there, buddy?
Yeah, I am. How are you?
Okay, I'm doing great, buddy. Okay, I want to hit you with the topic quick. What is the difference between a good player and a great player, a master player, a memorable player, or a GOAT, greatest of all time, and karate competitors, and why? Why do you think the difference is there anyway?
Well, as I told you earlier, I think there's too many categories. I will tell you this, in my own opinion, is that I think a master player, and this has nothing to do with competition, because competition is just a little part of martial art. I believe a master player is somebody who lives their martial art every single day, carries it with them, doesn't leave it at the dojang door. And then they're a martial artist in and outside of the dojang. That's a master player. And everything else is just crumbs beneath that.
Yeah. Cool point, AJ. And I want to get your 2 cents in there, and I appreciate it so much. Okay, Colonel Torres, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay, I'm going to ask you, sir, what is the difference between a good player, a great player, a master player, a memorable player, or a GOAT player, greatest of all time, in your opinion, in karate competitors?
Well, I've had a little time to think about that when you first brought it up. So first I have a basic definition for all, and then I have an individual definition for each. The basic difference amongst all of them is, one, the level of competition that each bring to the table, the level of commitment to their craft, the impact each has at the local, state, regional, national, or international level on their craft, the impact each has over time on their craft, on the competition, and on others in their craft, and the impact beyond their craft over time. When we see somebody like Michael Jordan down the beach in Florida, during the week in the spring break, we don't just see him as a ball player. In our minds, he has transcended beyond the basket, and that's the basic difference. Now, as far as dividing them individually, good players are competitors who play well, possibly because of their physicality, but are not necessarily totally committed to their craft. They feel they have done all they can and move on in time. Great players are competitors who work the hardest, are never satisfied, are few with wanting to achieve, and are curious to improve. A master player has mastered the basics and intricacies of their craft understands the dynamics of their craft and how they all fit in and continue to grow, learn, and have an impact on their craft. A memorable player is one who is remembered over time because of that ability to compete. And that transcends time and location. A GOAT is the most memorable of their time and is remembered over time and beyond the location and craft. The GOAT leaves a legacy. The GOATs leave a footprint on history. Comments about the GOAT are both objective and transcend into the subjective. This is based on actual and real performance, factual, and based on observable phenomena. So one just plays the game, does it well because he or she may be physically adept, and one we remember years and decades later and remember that person fondly because of what they brought to the table, how much entertainment they brought to us, and what they still mean today to the general public and to the sport.
Yes, sir. So well said. Took the words right out of my mouth. It really was exactly. I don't think there was. I think the categories were proper, and you explained each one very delicately and properly. Thank you, Colonel. Thank you for your wisdom. And you take care, sir. Okay, sir, please.
Absolutely.
I'll see you next week.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Colonel Phil Torres, the advisor for the Sport Crime Museum and part of the military board that recognizes the military within the museum. Now, the next man, I'm so excited about working with him every year, and I get to nominate through his organization. He is the president of the United States Martial Arts Black Belt Hall of Fame, known as the Black Belt Leader, an amazing author, and he'll be personally handing out the Hall of Fame awards at the Legends this year for the ones that can't make Las Vegas in a few weeks. And I got him on the air. He belongs to the five. Ladies and gentlemen, President Dr. John Terry. John, you there, sir?
I am here, my friend. Good afternoon.
Well, you know what? I'm practicing every day in the mirror, so I don't embarrass myself when I introduce you guys. Well, I want to hit you with the topic, and then I want to talk about your event real quick. Okay, here we go. The topic is, what is the difference between a good player, a great player, a master player, a memorable player, a GOAT player, greatest of all time, karate competitors? And why do you think the difference is?
You know, I really appreciated everybody's comments so far, and I think Colonel Torres just really hit it on the head. What I would add to that, Professor Lee, as I've thought about that question, is a quote from my book, The Black Belt Secrets of Success, where we talk about the number one secret of success in any endeavor is the fact that successful people do daily what unsuccessful people do sometimes or not at all. I think to one of the greatest of all times that ever played the game of basketball, and that was Kobe Bryant. When Kobe Bryant was in high school, he committed to spending 8 hours a day on the basketball court, 6 days a week, putting himself in any and every potential possible scenario he could face, and religiously did that because he understood that to get to the top of the mountain and to stay there and to be the best of the best required that he be willing to do what nobody else was willing to get to that point. And when I think about the greatest of all time, I think about a quote from Dr. John Maxwell, who says, once you've tasted significance, success will never satisfy. And the people that are the greatest of all time are not just world-class masters of who they are and what they do. As has already been said tonight, they leave a legacy, because what they have done has become their greatest passion, their greatest calling, and their greatest journey. And they not only live out the very best of what it means to be a martial artist, they equip and empower and train those around them to rise to that same level of success because the greatest of all time pour into the next generation that had the potential to become the greatest of all time.
Yes. So well said from the doctor. Now, before I introduce what you're doing in Vegas on July the 18th through the 20th, the Sport Crime Museum, the Alumni Executive Board, has decided to give you a tribute this year, October 4th and 5th, at the Youth Conference Meet the Pioneers. Now, how do you feel about the museum stepping up and saying thank you to you for all your work? How cool is that?
You know, Professor Lee, having the opportunity to be recognized for what you've done is one thing. But as I think about the incredible people that you have honored through the Sport Karate Museum over the years, I'm humbled that the little bit that I've done to contribute to the martial arts industry are being recognized. And I so appreciate the honor that you're having an opportunity to allow people to say thank you. It means a lot to me, sir.
Well, speaking of thank you, you allowed me to nominate and say thank you to so many people within the museum through your organization. Now, you have an event coming up in New Orleans, July the 18th through the 20th, with the camp and your 25th anniversary. Tell people how they get in touch with you, or if they want to be in Vegas to see your event at the New Orleans, please.
Absolutely. They can go to UnitedStatesMartialArtsHallOfFame.com. Information about our event is there. They can also find us on Facebook, United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame .hall, H-A-L-L, and they can follow us there as well. We're all throughout the week, we're posting updates. We're sharing our instructors who are going to be teaching the different workshops and all the activities we're going to have over those 3 days. You'll see that at UnitedStatesMartialArtsHallOfFame.com. or the Facebook page, United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame .hall.
Super. And also, you're listed at the Sport Karate Museum official online museum, and they can see everything about your organization by going to the index of www.sportkaratemuseumarchives.com. And, you know, it's amazing that people like yourself can use the platform that's been built up through the United States Hall of Fame to honor so many incredible people. And I thank you for allowing the museum and myself to be able to nominate excellence. And I love that word now that I can use it for you, excellence in the martial arts. John, you take care, buddy. And thank you for
absolutely.
All your
thank you, my friend. Honored to be a part of your organization.
You ladies and gentlemen, that is Dr. John Carey, the Black Belt leader, the man behind the United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame. Now, the five is made up of two other people, and like I said, Mortis is a little under the weather tonight, but did Adam get on yet?
Yes, hello, Gary. Adam James here.
Hey, great. Let me introduce you, big guy.
Yes,
now,
thank you.
Adam James and I go back to the early 90s when Bob Wall created World Black Belt. And Adam was administrator there, and I helped put together some things. And I worked there for, I think, almost 12 years. But anyway, Adam went on to Golly Bum to create his own entity. I think it was called Rainbow Warriors, and also he works with the police, you know, departments yep. around the country. But recently, he's been cast as Doc Savage, the Marvel comic book hero character in his new series. But I got him every week on the five, and I'm so proud of that. And he's yep. experienced the legend, so he understands the passion of Gary Lee and the museum. And I will bring him on right now. My friend, my history general, Doc Savage.
Right
hey,
on,
Adam. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fantastic. It's an honor and a pleasure
well,
to be here.
Great show.
And it sure is. All the comments have been spot on.
Well, now we're going to talk about your opinion. Okay, here we go.
Yep.
What is the difference between a good player, a great player, a master player, a memorable player, a GOAT, greatest of all time. And you've been around some of those, like Leo and Bob, karate competitors per se, and why, Adam?
Well, no doubt about it. The comments tonight were just spot on. So many great observations and excellence and transcending, hitting levels that have never been done before, but also longevity and consistency, being somebody who's constantly at that high period with you later into your career as well. And that has to do with taking care of yourself, taking care of your body, and doing all those things you need to do in order to have a long career. That, to me, is the essence of greatness, along with being a champion not only on the mat but off, you know, in the community, doing things, helping people. I love that comment earlier about going on to become a teacher and sharing the knowledge. That's so critical to really become somebody who's considered the greatest of all time. And I'll share with you, I have a very controversial interesting view on what I call the greatest martial artist of all time, and that is Muhammad Ali. To me, Muhammad Ali did three things, which is the essence of greatness. He was physically somebody who transcended the game of boxing. He elevated it. He changed the way people fought. After Muhammad Ali, heavyweights fought in a different way. And so many great fighters were inspired by him, by Bruce Lee, Sugar Ray Leonard. So many great fighters were influenced by his physical skill set and how he fought. But it was also the mind part. You know, he was actually the creator of rap, if you will, rap music. He cut an album of him doing rhymes to music long before there was rap music. But it was his mind play, his games, his gamemanship with his opponents, him calling out what round he was going to win, his, you know, saying to his opponents that they had nothing on him. All of that was a mental play. That trash talk has become part of the games today, and truly he was the inventor of it and definitely the master of it. And then the thing that made him truly great, though, was the spiritual part, the fact that he was willing to give up a large portion of his career, stand with what he felt was the spiritual position he wanted to have.
Yes.
So he's controversial, but I truly believe in him and what he stood for.
I agree. Now, I want to plug something. I know that you're going to be one of the writers writing on a specific topic, the Hawaiian connection to America, because you trained in Hawaii in Okinawan karate. And that's going to be in the new magazine that Jesse Bowen has put this on the museum on the cover. And I really appreciate you taking time to have your knowledge written in words. And it means a lot.
Thank you.
Adam, it really does.
I'm honored that you chose me for that one because Hawaii obviously means a lot to me with Rainbow Warrior Martial Arts, the people that I've trained with, Bill Rizaki, my original sensei back in Hawaii, Mike De La Vega. The Kaju Kempo connection, and all of the great martial artists of Hawaii. Hawaii has been a pathway towards the mainland and to the great martial artists that are here, including you. So we are very grateful for you and all the success that you've had, Gary Lee, representing Hawaii and the Hawaiian martial arts community.
Well, thank you, Hawaii's home. Every time I think about home, you're in my dreams too, Adam, because I know you spent some time there. So listen, you take care, buddy, and I appreciate
your
wisdom, and I'll see you next week, okay?
Right on. Looking forward. Aloha.
You bet. Ladies and gentlemen, that includes 5. And again, best wishes to my dear friend, History General, part of the 5, Lourdes, and we wish her the very best in her health. Now I want to bring on Dr. Reginald Lee, the inventor, co-inventor of SetVR, Virtual Reality, XL Unleashed. Dr. Lee, you there?
Yes, I am. Good evening, sir. Excellent program
Good
yesterday.
Evening,
with old
Dr. Things. Lee. Now, you know, I'm going to ask you a question besides you introducing SetVR, XL Unleashed, but it's an interesting question. So are you ready to answer it?
Sure.
Okay. You know, friend John Carmack invented the word multiplayer, where you can play with bots and chips and games around the world. But with SetVR in the future, in the near future, you'll be able to make open challenges against individuals that have the Oculus Quest 3 headset or whatever headset that complies with SetVR XL. Now, if that happens, which it is going to happen, do you realize, Dr. Lee, how much that's going to change the industry to make an open challenge to an individual? I can't wait to challenge people from India and Switzerland and Finland and Germany and China and Russia, wherever in the world. How cool is that? How far are we away from that, Colonel? I mean, sir, can you tell me?
Not too
how
far away.
Away?
Not too far away. I just to give you an idea, I just recently had a multiplayer event with my developers in India. They put a headset on, and I put a headset on, and we could interact with each other in multiplayer and fight each other. So we already have groundbreaking events that have already been done. We're just tweaking the program right now to make it more spectacular and more exciting. So we're super excited about that.
Well, you know what's neat about virtual reality, ladies and gentlemen, you're not looking at the screen. You're inside the program. You're interactive. You're immersed inside the program. So, Dr. Lee, take a couple minutes and explain to people what SetVR is, please.
Yes, just to echo what you just said, you'll be actually immersed into a simulation program, just like the military and police have their simulation program. This is a simulation program for martial artists for self-defense, where you can continue to practice anytime, anywhere, when you want. You're moving on a cutting-edge program, moving 360 degrees against an attacker, against a random attack, a sudden attack, when you least expect it, so you can develop a reflex response to neutralize without hesitation, or imagine wanting to continue to practice your art in self-defense in regards to evasion, moving angular and angular, linear, and circular, placing an advantage of neutralization, or just to walk away from the attack. How cool is that? With this program, with the Oculus Quest, with Oculus Rift headset, you'll be transported to this platform where this attacker will attack when you least expect it. The goal is to be able to put yourself in a position of advantage of neutralization, and it's a program where you can continue to practice what you've been taught in college and form in a program of a simulation program platform, practice anytime, anywhere, when you want. We're also happy to have introduced a program whereby we have a program of mindfulness, a stretching meditation exercise, and we'll also present you with your own yoga instructor. So please visit our website, www.setvrxl.com, or just visit Professor Garley's website and click on the SetVRXL button, and you get into the program where you'll be seeing the bot demonstration of an attack that will attack you anytime, anywhere, when you want. We are proud to continue to endorse Professor Garley and the Sports Karate Museum to be the future platform of his vision of the Sports Karate Museum in virtual reality with SetVR, whereby we have introduced Professor Garley as the Wisdom Warrior. And we have also sent out a video clip. I think, Professor Garrett, you may have released that clip to the audience in regards to a video clip of the Japanese village, of the history portal, and you, Professor Garrett, as the Wisdom Warrior, as the Samurai Ninja, introducing the history generals to include Mike Dillard and Judge Roy Kerbin, to name a few. With that being said, Professor Garrett, your vision of the Sports Karate Museum and virtual reality with SetVR.
Well, my vision is very simple. Elders and the pioneers, respect and knowledge. And with SetVR, XL, and Leash, you're allowing the museum to do that. With the weapons wall, that they'll be able to take a weapon off the wall and fight the hologram, to the History General portals, the castle, the portraits, the heavy bag, the dojo. There's so much that's going to be powerful within this program, and we'll keep you updated every week as we progress. Thank you, Reggie. Thank you so much. God bless you, buddy.
Thank you, sir. Have a good evening.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Dr. Reginald Lee, the co-inventor of SetVRXL. Now, I want to bring back my special guest, Stan Witt. Stan, you there?
I'm here.
Okay, buddy, what a great show. Now, I'm going to hit you with a name, and you got 1 minute to talk about them. You ready?
Okay, hopefully I know them.
Okay, here we go. Chuck Norris,
okay.
1 minute, go.
Talk about Mr. Norris. Well,
Mr.
not only
Norris,
is he an amazing.
I'm sorry, Carlos, I'm sorry, Mr.
Yeah.
Norris, you're right.
Well, not only was he one of the most amazing martial artists, he, you know, he and his team, when they, back in the Long Beach Internationals, the original one that was, you know, was founded by Ed Parker. And I mean, they truly were probably at that time, they were probably the largest tournament in history, open tournament. And he won that numerous times. But not only that, he started a program years ago where he was putting a martial arts program in the schools, and we gave him a special award for that. It was called Kick Drugs Out of America. Have you ever heard of that? And,
well, no, I was there in the beginning, and after they went from Kick Drugs Out of America to Kickstart, I was very, very active and still am to this day. So God bless
you
for mentioning Kickstart. I'm going to hit you with another name.
Okay.
Gene LaBelle. We talked about it earlier. Gene LaBelle. You got 1 minute. Gene LaBelle.
1 minute. Well, he made me put a shower in my school because he wouldn't come and train with us if he didn't have a shower. He goes
buddy.
You got a shower? I said, you know, he makes the mistake of calling. I'm sure, you know what I'm talking about. Yes, sir. He says, sir, wasn't me. That was my father. I'm Gene. He's just, always wore a white belt when he was training. The pink gi, as we know. And he has, I have so much love for him. He's my daughter's grandfather. I used to talk to him all the time.
I treasure my pink gi they gave me. I treasure it. Because I know you ought to give out a few. In fact, he gave me my pink gi the same day he gave Bob Wall his pink gi at his event. It was very special. Listen,
yeah, he's,
Dan,
he's,
thank you for being on the show.
He's truly the great, great, greatest of all time.
Yes. But thank you for being on the show. Thank you for sharing your moment and sharing your time. And I wish you the best event that you can have. And I'm honored that we can give you a 5-star rating, buddy. And
I'm sure I'm
going to report from Bonnie and Dylan because – those guys are incredible, and they come to your event. And you take care, Stan.
Well, one last thing. When you get asked everybody else a question about what makes a guy a great martial artist and a memorable, it's longevity. And you have on the line one of the greatest martial artists in history, and that's Lonnie Walker. He is still at it, and I know he's got. I'm over 70.
I think, or 74. How old are you, Lonnie? Tell me how old you are. Did Lonnie hang up?
Yeah, he must have.
I know he's like 74 or 75. Stan.
Yeah, he's amazing. He's incredible. He just continues to keep plucking and trauma he's had in his life.
Hey, Gary, he's 76 this year.
76?
What's that?
Okay, I knew I was close.
Lonnie.
I was close.
Oh, really? Wow, I didn't realize that. Yeah, he was, his career, he worked for the post office, retired.
Well, I competed against Lonnie back in the early 90s in the NBL. I mean, that was.
Yeah, I did too.
Time.
And,
yeah. But thank you for mentioning Lonnie. Thank you so much.
Yeah, that was a real surprise.
Stan Witt, thank you for being on the show tonight.
You're very welcome.
Thank you so much. You can go to Google and type in AMAA Radio, and it'll be the first show listed right now if you want to, tell anybody. Because it was a good show tonight, Lonnie. Stan. A lot of knowledge. A lot of information, and thank you, Stan. I really mean that.
Yeah, had some great guests. So that's we'll talk to you soon.
Well,
and God bless
you. Special guest. Those other guys,
I was special.
The five,
oh,
and
I don't know.
Good people, but you're
the three
special
people.
Guest.
I heard names Mike Dillard and some. I mean, I've heard names that I haven't heard of in years.
Well, Mike and I talk almost weekly. He's a
no
great guy.
Way.
Now that he's retired, we talk a lot. Now,
I've got to go,
but I got to tell you my favorite Mike Dillon story. Back in the day, I was with Jack Wong after he passed away, and I got stuck in Oklahoma City for a week because of Harvey, the hurricane. Guess who took care of me daily? Really? My goodness.
Well, that's where my family all comes from, is Oklahoma. I'm a Cherokee Indian as well. I'm part of the Cherokee Nation.
Yeah.
And my third cousin is currently the chief of the Cherokee Nation. So my whole family comes from Tahlequah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, listen, you take care, Stan. And
you as well.
Okay.
God bless. All right, buddy.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Mr. Stan Witt, the founder and the creator of the USA World Championships. It's another great episode of Parts Unknown. And we want to thank our producer, Jesse Bowen, the Five, our incredible sponsor, SetVR XL Unleashed, and our very special guest tonight, Mr. Stan Witt, and a special surprise guest, Mr. Lonnie Walker. And we say this from the heart every week, and we mean it from the heart. We really do. Much mahalo and aloha. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, you all.